All right, everyone, this is the Grim Lord here, and this is, again, a continuation of our New Year's celebration. There was two other things that kind of snuck in there that really don't have anything to do with the AVN celebration, but this one does, and this is Project Atmosphere. This game was recommended by the devs over at Unseaton Games, you know, the ones that did Mia and Lust Theory. And they personally tagged everybody and wanted people to know how great this game is. It is a futuristic cyberpunk game. Yes, I know we're still playing City of Broken Dreamers, but Philly has been doing a lot of things, you know, and he's working on that game a little bit at a time. So it's going to be probably January or maybe even February before we get that final piece, because it is the last piece of the game and he wants it to be perfect. So, until then, we're going to play a little bit of Project Atmosphere, and if you guys like it, it will replace City of Broken Dreamers when we get done with it. So, let me know what you guys think, and I will go ahead and get it started.
Hold on a minute. Nope.
Okay, here we go. I have a great idea for an amazing scene. Well, you have to make faster than that. We should definitely add it to the next update. Of course, send me the script. I'm already excited to read it. Wait a minute, it seems like someone's looking at us. Dr. Mad. Hey, let's get acquainted. I'm Dr. Mad. Hello, I'm Lucy. We're part of the dev team. We have a question for you. Are you 18 or older? Oh, damn. Yep, now I'm in trouble. See, I knew being 17 and a half would be a problem. Yeah, you have to open your passport or ID card and point it up at the sky so we can verify it via satellite. Imagine if that actually becomes a thing at some point. Dr. Matt is joking, of course. Are you 18 years of age or older, or whatever the legal age is in your country? Yes, I'm over 18. Man. I wish I was just a little bit over 18, besides, you know, what I am now. But no, I'm a lot of bit over 18. If you are not 18 years old, but you decided to deceive us, press the secret keyboard shortcut Alt-F4. This will immediately open all the rewards in the game. You fucking mad lad. Dr. Mad, I love it. Did you press it? I will turn off the light so you cannot see anything that only adult eyes should see. Damn, I can't see anything. How am I supposed to translate if I can't see anything? Hey, is that your hand? No, it's not a hand. Dr. Mad, take it off now. And turn on the lights already. Everyone under 18 has already gone to bed. Okay. I was thinking, you know, maybe we could go somewhere tonight. To celebrate the release of our game? It's not finished yet. I already told you our relationship is purely business. You shouldn't waste your energy. It won't change anything. I'm sorry, but I'm still not gonna give up. Yeah, that's it. Stop it, they're looking at us. Well, we warned them about age-restricted content. I have a feeling that we wanted to tell them something else. Yes, we wanted to ask them about the analytics tool. Analytics tool? We respect you, and therefore we cannot turn on the analytics system without your consent. Please tell us what it is and why we need it. We would like to know which choices you'll make in the game. It would help us improve the game and content. Considering the gathered statistics, we would be able to add content to the game that is interesting to the players. If you agree, the game will send us only data about the choices in the game you selected. Oh, and it's completely anonymous, of course. I don't think they'll agree. Oh, I think they'll agree. We can offer them a reward. I wonder what it should be. Ah, I think I already know. Tell me. Well, I really don't know, although I have some new sexy photos in my phone. Excellent. I doubt they'd be interested in looking at my hot photos. I mean, I don't care. I don't think it's going to go anywhere because you can't play online right now. Do you agree that the game would send us data about your choices? If you change your mind, this function can always be turned on or off in the game settings. Thank you so much for your choice, but if you change your mind, you can always turn it off in the settings. We wish you a good time spent in our game. See ya! Fuck, are these your hands again? Why do they always end up in on my ass when the lights go out? Sorry, it must have happened by accident. Did you turn the game on? Yes, of course. Prologue. A few days ago. What the hell do you want from her? I hope you can explain this to me. Where you going, motherfucker? I'll slay you. He left right on the road, bastard. I hope she's alright. What the hell? Get out of the way, Cloud. Oops. What a fucking surprise. Fuck, I think I overdid it again. Hope I didn't kill that idiot. Okay, you'll come with me since you passed out so quickly. Damn, this guy is heavy. Hey, moron, you weigh 100 kilos? And don't even dare puke in my car. The captain of the ship is speaking. The next stop is... You won't like it. I hope I didn't waste my time running on the roofs of this bastard to at least tell me something. Added contact with Stan. Perfect place to talk to him. There doesn't seem to be anyone. Let's move on to the conversation part of our therapy. Shit, how come? Fuck, you puked in my trunk? What a dick! Now tell me, what did you do? What did you want from this girl? Who hired you and why? Tell me this and I might let you go. Oh, it hurts. It'll hurt even more, so I'd advise you not to push the matter. Who the fuck are you? Do you know who I am? And what will happen to you for this? You don't even know who you're... You can't even imagine who you're messing with. If I were you, I'd worry first about your own life. You shouldn't have done that, you moron. I'm gonna ask again. Why do you need this girl? Who is she? It's none of your business. I ain't telling you shit. Ah! Hey, you know, lately I'm becoming very restless. One can even say that I'm... Let's see. One can even say that I'm getting... that I can't wait long. That's the wrong answer to my question. A couple more of these answers and I'll fry you so bad that they won't be able to identify you. You can kill me now! I'm not telling you shit! Ah! You've got one try left. Otherwise, she'll talk to you. She? Who is she? Oh, buddy. It's better that you don't know. What the hell? Who are you? Another guest? Yes, Willie. He attacked some girl in the yard. I'm trying to ask him why he did it, but he doesn't want to talk to me at all. Hey. You must have been very rude to that poor fellow. I think he'll gladly tell me everything. Sure, you can try, but this guy's stubborn. What the fuck is this? It's just that you use your aggressive methods as usual. He's just a man. Don't hurt him. I know, okay? No doubt your methods are much more humane. Baby, tell me why you came here. We really don't like it when we don't understand something. Tell me who's this girl and why you need her. Who the hell are you? Stay away from me. This is your last chance. As you wish. Ah! Shh, don't make noise. or my heel is going to go into your balls. Great way to get him to talk. My hand! The fuck are you doing, bitch? You'll live. I'm asking again. Who sent you and why? She's alive. I should have just... Well, you've almost managed. Implant?
Stan, what the hell?
Did you check him?
I was sure all the implants had died from the discharge. You yourself told me that you always need a check. So what? Are you happy? Don't get yourself all worked up. Let's look at what we managed to find out and try to understand the situation. And he's already worth leaving. Nothing can be done.
Nothing can be done?
Stan, these beasts are bursting from everywhere. I didn't manage to catch anyone. You know how difficult it is given the level of their training. Today we had 5 unregistered transitions from the mirror.
5, Stan?
This is the first time. They're definitely planning something, and this time everything is very serious.
Calm down. We'll just catch another one. It's not a problem.
Look, Stan, I may be half iron, but I want to live.
Iron?
Yeah, I want to live, even if not a full life as I could, but still. You can't be too careless. We're working together, you know.
I know.
You'll just disappear when you find her. But we have to try to save this world. Our world is practically destroyed. There's no place even for people like us.
Lily, stop it. That's enough.
Have you forgotten? There's a rule. We don't interfere. That's their world. These are their problems. Frankly speaking, that world is not too different from ours.
It does differ. This world still has a chance.
If you try to do anything, perhaps it would help you achieve your goal as well.
Stop, Lily. Don't you remember who you were and what fate befell you?
Okay, I do remember. You saved me. After they put me through a meat grinder.
Absolutely. Those corporations threw you out to die like a dog. As soon as they realized that something was not going according to their plan.
How can I forget, if you always keep pointing it at me?
Very soon, this world will reach the same level of technology. Money and the struggle for resources will destroy it. And history will repeat itself again.
But if the corporations get what they're looking for here, our world will fall much faster.
If we help them, we'll help ourselves. That world could be our home. Can't hear this anymore. Let's change the subject, please.
What about finding Eva? Any progress?
I got a lead on her.
How many times have I heard that?
You know?
You might be right. We can really try. Since they're so frequent with forays into this world.
It may mean there's something here that they really need.
We need to visit Mia, not that one.
She's the first to stand in the way of the corporations in the world.
Mia's smart and cautious, but it seems she has no chance at all because of the low level of technology. For now, all we can do is give her the information and technology she needs.
And, sorry for being rude, I shouldn't have been so rude.
I'm glad you agreed with me, so I'm not wrong about you.
We'll succeed, you're right, we just need to start somewhere. I hope I don't regret having agreed to this.
This mess spoils everything and interferes with me.
Don't you want to take it off, at least for a minute?
I don't know. What's wrong with my mask?
I just miss your smile.
Let's go. Hurry up. We have little time.
Finally, you can see your girlfriend. I hope I don't disturb you.
But...
what makes you think that there's something between us?
Come on. Don't make a fool out of me. I'm not jealous. Haha.
Why should I be jealous? But you might as well confess to me, given that we work together.
I have nothing to confess to you.
Oh, yes. Of course. There's only one thing I can't understand.
Why did you make me look like your wife, Stan?
If You can't even fuck me. Stop your hysteria. I suffered the pain of losing a loved one. Yeah, maybe I made a mistake making you look like April. You did. And by the way, at first everything suited you. Similar? Don't make me laugh. I feel like a photocopy of her. You're selfish, Stan. You did it just for yourself. You don't care about me. You don't care about my feelings. Man, he's arguing with his fembot. Is that something in the future that we might have to deal with, folks? Ooh, I want to get a robot. We'd never have to argue with her. And well, what about my feelings? What feelings? You're zeros and ones. Oh, these zeros and ones mean nothing to you, don't they? I'm just a bunch of fucking numbers to you, aren't I? That's all I am, just a bunch of fucking numbers. I can see it now. Everybody's like, man, this is gonna be it, guys. We'll be done with feminism and women's bullshit. And then it just goes right back in a circle again. That's it. Enough. Enough from me. If you don't stop this now, we won't work together anymore. Finally, we're here. There's her car, so she's in the office. We'll surprise her a little. You know how much I love to show up. Let's leave the car here. Why are you taking a weapon with you? Mia and I have a peculiar relationship. Not the way you imagine it. Not that one. The last time we met, she broke my nose. Well, yes, I forgot. But what if it is? Since Inseaton was the one that advertised, maybe it's like a cross thing. Uh-oh, are you telling me that Mia's gonna come back in the fucking cyberpunk world? I don't know. Yeah. And try not to impress her too much. It's cozy here. Mia's doing well here. Nothing special. Ordinary office. What's the plan? What are you going to talk to her about? Let's tell her about the unregistered transitions. What a comfortable chair. I've always dreamed of sitting in a chair like this. You have a great opportunity to fulfill your dream. Hello, sir. How can I help you? Haha. I'm sorry, I'm not in the mood for your jokes right now. Good heavens, relax. Fuck her another time if she doesn't give you today. Don't worry so much. Please, turn off the light. Whatever you say, sir. What the fuck? Good night to you, too. Sorry for the late visit without an invitation. I noticed that your car was in the parking lot and decided to pay a little visit. Stan? What the hell are you doing here? Your relationships are very strange. Who the hell is she? You broke into my office unannounced, and you brought someone with you? Relax, this is Lily. We're colleagues. Great. How can I help you? We don't need help. We're here because you need our help. Very soon you may have serious problems. Or they have already appeared while we are chatting. What problems? What do you mean? You should calm down and we'll tell you everything. God, who are you? Or what are you? I'm not what, I'm who. Once I was human just like you. Now you see me as the creation of modern cybernetics. But now it's not about me. May I continue? Yes, you may. Please continue. Lately we've seen a lot of shadow transitions into your universe. Yeah, we'll get that right. Looks like someone found a way to create gaps. This could be a big problem for you. Actually, it's already become one. The scale of these problems is only a matter of a short time. This is very bad news. Today we had an incident. I had to include a new agent in the program earlier than I planned. Someone attacked his girlfriend and... we know everything. I managed to catch this bastard before he fell back. Unfortunately, he had little time to say. To be more precise, he didn't have time to say anything. Where is he now? We urgently need to find out from him what kind of substance he injected this girl with. I'm sorry, but it's impossible. He's now busy with other very important business. Crap, what business?
a moment. I'll try to put it in such a way that it does not hurt your psyche too much. He's feeding the fish right now at the bottom of the ocean. Shit, according to your stress level, this doesn't seem to work very well. Did you kill him? Stan, kind of like you. It's not me. He had an implant. A discharge of 5,000 amperes left him no chance. He worked for a corporation. The self-destruct implant went off as soon as he started talking. They needed the girl alive. That's all he had time to tell us. Bad news. Do you know anything about other transitions? It started today. Crossings opened in almost the same area. Unfortunately, we didn't catch anyone else. 5 transitions to your world. I think it's all part of something big. Girl is still in danger. We urgently need to transport her to the atmosphere. Excuse me, I need to make an urgent call. Mia steps aside and pulls out her phone and quickly dials a number. Conversation didn't last long. She came back a minute later. Mia looked depressed and flustered. Mia? What's the matter? We've no way to resist this. We didn't expect it to happen so quickly. We're not ready for this war. Hey, they're just people. Well, yes, they may have some gadgets that you don't have, but they are mortal. We do not have the equipment to promptly detect transitions to our universe. I've lost 2 of my best agents lately, and I don't know what I can do about it. I think I need to walk, while you will be talking. Take your time. I'll wait. What's the matter with her? She has PMS, don't mind. PMS? But how? She's a cyborg. Like all women. Disgusting period that one just has to go through. Listen, I really need your help. I was ready to hear that, but your brother would be against, I'm sure. It's up to me to make these decisions on my own, so don't worry about it. What help do you want from me? I can't handle this alone. We need technology and weapons. I need help with training my agents. Good, but first we need to find out what purpose they're pursuing. Do you have any thoughts on this? Any guesses? It's obvious that all these guys work for a corporation. They needed this girl, so the first priority is to prevent them from getting her. I've already arranged for her to be transported to the atmosphere. I have 2 new agents, but I need time to train them. I need at least a week. Good, I'll try to give you everything you need, and then I'll do a search on our side. This will give you the time you need. Thank you. Thanks for agreeing to help. Come on, we both know why you do it. You're just really good at pulling me into this shit. It's not true. I'm missing you a lot. You brought me very bad news. I'm confused. Tell me about Lily. Who is she really? I've noticed she was just jealous. Was she human? Yes, she was, in the past. She became a volunteer in one of the corporation's experiments. The experiment was led by one of the best scientists of the corporation, Sam Morgan. Lily became one of the prototypes of cybernetic weapons. At some point, the experiment went out of control, and the corporation decided to get rid of her. When I found her, she didn't look much like a human. These beasts were just too lazy to finish her off, and they left her to die on the street. She begged me to end her torment. She begged just to finish her off. I tried my best to preserve her human body. I managed to save her brain and some organs, including those that make her a woman. But she has composite faux leather, carbo-titanium bones in her arms and legs. She's basically a cyborg. A cyborg? But how'd you manage to do it? Let this remain my secret for now. You don't need to know. Not yet. Why can't you tell me about it? All in due time. I agree to help you, but don't rush ahead. There's things I don't want to tell anyone. It's personal. You don't trust me. Here's the thing. There's a truth that's better not known. That's not how... I mean, because it says there's a truth that is better not to know. But I know what they're saying, like, it's better that you don't know the truth. I just want to help you, Stan. I don't need help, so let's stop talking about this. Keep an eye on the girl. I'm sure they won't stop trying to get her. Lily will stay with you. At first, she'll keep a distance. Later, she'll join your team. Your task is to give basic training to your agents, and after that, Lily will give them combat training. And you? I'll try to find out who's behind the shadow transitions. Keep in touch and take care of your people. Okay, the main thing, just stay alive. sure if you ask. Is everything fine? Who is this Conan the Barbarian? I've never seen him before. Why is he wearing a mask? It's okay. He's a very old friend of mine. He's helped me before, and I hope he'll help us again. I'm going to the science lab. I have a few questions for Mad. Come with me. Tell me how it went along the way. That's all right. We brought the girl. Well done. This is the first good news for today. Are you done? You know, you have a bad... Are you done, guys? You know, you have a bad sense of humor, Lily. Is that what Mia told you? No. I'm saying this. If you were hotter, not only in words, you wouldn't have to be jealous right now. I beg you, Stan. I'll never be jealous of you. Especially for her. You're a crashing bore. But if I didn't like you, I would have taken you apart a long time ago. Sounds really bad. You like the look you created, but it's not mine. You quickly talked about something. Didn't you get on her? Are you so turned on by the thought that there's something between us? Maybe I should invite a girl and we can have a wonderful evening together. Well, that's a great idea. At least I'll know who's your type. Crap, what's wrong with you? It seems to be stress and a lack of male attention. I want to get to the hotel in silence. You can help me with this. Oh, how I love water. When you go... Maybe I was a fish in a past life. Or maybe a mermaid. Beautiful queen of the underwater world. I love how the water caresses me. This is so nice. Thanks, Stan, for the fact that I can still feel, that I can love. Thanks, Stan, that I can still remember me, human. Lily is right. This world is really good. Still has a chance to be a good home for her. This girl's been through a lot. She deserves a home like this for herself. I'll do my best so that Lily can find this home. Here I am. Don't turn on the light, please. My head is splitting. Okay, shower is free. Okay, but I want to lie down for now, just for a while. So what were you talking about? Mia needs our help. You must stay here, look after him. In the meantime, I'll try to find Eve to figure out why they need this girl. Keep in touch with Mia. I'll try to find out why they took her from me. Are you talking about her again? Sorry. Tell me, why is she better? Why did you choose her? And you can't forget about her next to me. You're no worse than her, no better than her. Just, you can never replace her. I never tried to replace her with you. She's irreplaceable. I still love her. Thank you for being honest with me. I understand you. And for a long time, I've no illusions. But you are still care for you? And I love you, like a brother. Well, it's great that you understand me. Well, I think I'll take a shower now. I shouldn't be disappointed. I stay in this world, and I'll do my best to keep it as beautiful as it is now. I like it. St. Monica Hospital. Shit, I think I fell asleep. My eyes are crusty. I wonder what time it is. How long have I been asleep? The hallway is completely empty, so it's probably still early in the morning and I only slept 30 minutes. My head hurts. It feels like it's about to split in two. I think someone's coming. Maybe it's not for me. This is the doctor. God, I wish I had good news. Good morning. How may I address you? Yes, of course. My name's Grimm. Who are you? Are you a relative? No, we're friends, but she has no one here but me. We've been friends since we were kids. She's come back here to make her dreams come true. Doctor, please, I'm begging you. Tell me, how is she? What's going to happen to her? Is she going to be okay? I'm not sure I have the right to tell you anything, because you're not related to her. You should go home and get a good night's sleep. I'll contact her family directly and tell them everything. You can get all the information from them. I have to go. Goodbye. Fuck! Is this fuck with Grimm Day? Doctor, stop! Stop, please! You can't just walk away without telling me something. She has no family left. Just me. Her mom died when she was only 6. She's raised by her grandmother, but 2 years ago she died too. She died as well. Her father abandoned him as soon as she was born. She's had a rough time in addition to what happened to her today. I'm not going anywhere until I know how she is. Shit, is she even alive? Why don't you say something? I'm asking you to calm down. Let's go to the nurse's station and I'll give you a sedative. I don't need a sedative. Just tell me how she is. I'm afraid there's nothing else I can do to calm you down. It's against policy, but unfortunately, she's still in a coma, in an extremely serious condition. We need to do some tests, check her brain activity, scan the heart, etc. Heart, it's always been great. She nearly died today, and that's no joke. We have to take all precautions. She has a serious head injury. The human brain is a little understood area. There have been cases of patients never returning from the other side. There have been times when people died without regaining consciousness because of a simple head injury. I mean, I can't make any predictions right now. Always watch your head, folks. She's in a coma. Only time will tell how her condition goes. Doctor, can you tell me if I can see her? I just want to be with her for just a minute. Not right now. I'm telling you again, she's in a very bad way, on a respirator. That means she's not breathing on her own, understand? I understand. I'll wait here if you have something to tell me. I'm waiting right here. Don't be stubborn, son. You need sleep to be strong. Especially since you, as it turns out, are the only one who can be there for her now. Go home, rest, and tidy yourself up. Come back tonight. If she can breathe on her own by the end of the day, you can assume she's got a little better chance. Then I can let you see her for a while. Now, if you'll excuse me, the thing is, I've been up for 24 hours, and it's been a tough shift. My colleague is sick and won't be coming to work in the morning. I'll have to cover another shift for him. Of course, Doc, excuse me for the tone and the yelling. It's just that she's very important to me. I understand. This is a difficult situation. Your apology is accepted. Goodbye. I think I have some good news for you. We've managed to stabilize her. She's breathing on her own now. She's being moved to a private room in the critical care unit. I thought you might like to visit her. Thank God. Thank you. This is really the best news I've had in 24 hours. What about the examinations you were planning? I'll be sure to let you know. Unfortunately, there's nothing more I can tell you at this time. Wait here. The nurse will let you know when she's ready for a visitor. I have to go. Goodbye. Phone rings. Hey, how are you? I just got your message. It's terrible news, since at first I thought someone had the wrong number. Hello? I'm fine, but Jess? She's in a coma. I know, I've already contacted her attending physician. What did he tell you? Because I don't know what the hell's going on with her. I don't even know if I should be talking to you about this on the phone right now. The conference ends today and I'm flying straight home. I've already changed my ticket for the earliest flight. I'll come straight from the airport to you. What do you think? I'm asking you to tell me everything now. I need to know everything. Okay, I get it. Anyway, she's not doing so well. Head trauma is a medical mystery. No one really knows what's wrong with her. And the sad thing is, I think her brain is slowly dying. I'm giving it to you straight. I don't want you to have false hope. It is bad. I don't understand a damn thing. What happened to her? It's a mystery, man. I'll be back soon and we'll deal with it together. I have an idea of how we might try to get her back. But we don't have much time. Her brain is dying more every day. What kind of idea do you have? You think you can cure her? It's too complicated to discuss over the phone. I'll tell you everything once I get back. In the meantime, just stay close to her. Be there for her. Okay, I'll be waiting for you. Okay, still 1900. And there she is. Alright, guys. So, this is just supposed to be a preview of Project Atmosphere. Project Atmosphere is not finished. It is on 0.42. So, there could be a number of chapters. There could be 10 chapters, there could be 12 chapters, there could be 8 chapters. I mean, it depends on how many chapters the dev wants to do. So, right now, we're still on the first chapter of the game. And it's gone from an interesting cyberpunk story to something that takes place in the real world also. So maybe like a Terminator type thing, right? But not quite so Terminator, but they're going from the future to the past to stop some horrible thing from happening. Which sounds like a really good story, right? So if you guys like this story, let me know, or of course I'll look at the comments, and we may pick it up. I mean, of course, as we finish visual novels, there's always visual novels to replace them with, and we're going through the, you know, the ones I've got, and if anything looks just really fucking cool, let me know, and we can cover it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great visual novels. Stay tuned.